Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where one of the greatest events in this great nation always is the Super Bowl. But there are reasons to believe that this Super Bowl will be different, at least in one way. Because for the first time, it looks like there is going to be religious advertising on the Super Bowl in behalf of a campaign which I had been unaware of, and I'm very glad to be aware of it because I think it's an awfully clever, persuasive, and beneficial, wholesome campaign. It is a campaign of not for a political candidate, not for a political point of view. In fact, they stay away from politics altogether. But it is a campaign on behalf of Jesus. Does that offend you if that is on the Super Bowl, if it is on billboards around the country and featured on different media outlets and, yes, featured on the Super Bowl? The headline over in People magazine is Christian group seeks to promote Jesus Christ in a new light with $100 million ad campaign. He gets us. Now, this is not an advertisement for a ministry. It is not an advertisement that is trying to sell things. It's trying to sell a philosophy, an idea, and one that the folks behind this campaign feel needs some strengthening in the United States. The article in People magazine, which is written by Abigail Adams, no, not that Abigail Adams, she's been gone for a long time, the second First Lady of the United States. She was actually the second lady because she was the wife of the first Vice President. But in any event, this piece says the campaign will run TV commercials, including a Super Bowl ad, as well as online content, billboards, and more marketing materials aimed at younger generations. The theme of the ads, he gets us. The ads have already started appearing online and will take over billboards and airways across the nation with the goal of presenting Christianity in a new light to millennials and Gen Z. That according to Christianity Today. The group's TV commercials, including the Super Bowl ad, and content optimized for other high-profile platforms were created with assistance from a Michigan-based marketing agency called Haven. Quote, a lot of times the perception is that Christianity is kind of working against people, campaign spokesperson and Haven president Jason Vanderground told NBC News, we wanted to help them see that in Jesus there was someone who had a lot of common experience just like they did. For instance, there is this ad. We'll just play the soundtrack, and please take my word for it. These are very well edited in terms of the visual imagery that go along with the ads. The ad about compassion from the He Gets Us series of ads. Listen.
Everywhere he looked, people suffered. Anxiety ran high, hope dwindled, hatred rose. His neighbors had lost trust in the system and in each other. I need to do something, he thought. I'll bring them together and feed them. Around the dinner table, they can talk and see how much they have in common. Shared struggles, shared joy, shared pain. So he prepared a feast and invited all into his home. But some refused to sit at his table because they chose to only see differences. He was heartbroken because he wanted everyone to eat and be filled. not with food and wine, but with compassion.
Okay, anybody find anything offensive in that ad? I am almost sure there will be people, you know, where's the Freedom From Religion Foundation when we really need them? They will, again, the ads are so well done and so kind is the way they sound. This is not fire and brimstone. It's the opposite. It's pledging a fellowship, hope, positivity. There is this ad in particular, The Rebel. Listen.
A rebel took to the streets. He recruited others to join him. They roamed the hood and challenged authority. Community leaders feared them. Religious leaders abhorred them. We have to get them off the streets, they said. But they weren't part of a gang spreading hate and terror. They were spreading love.
Okay, that's, again, I think an effective advertising strategy. What is the point? The ads will encourage visitors, users to visit hegetsus.com and connect using features such as a live chat function, a text line for prayer and positive vibes, and more. Merchandise available on this website. But it's not merchandise that you pay for with money. They have a t-shirt that says Jesus was wrongly judged and a hat that says Jesus was a refugee. The swag that you get from these ads, this merchandise, doesn't cost money. But as they say, it's not exactly free. Quote, the site explains, the price you'll find on each item is not monetary, but something you'll be asked to do. Help a neighbor, serve the poor, forgive a family member, etc. Okay, do I think that this is going to change America overnight? Well, it could help, and certainly can't hurt. According to a Gallup poll conducted in May of last year, the number of U.S. adults who say they believe in God has dipped to 81%. Now, that's still a very solid majority, obviously, but it fell from 87% in 2017. Up until 2011, Gallup poll showed that 90% of Americans believed in God. In 2021, Gallup reported that the number of U.S. adults who belong to a church, synagogue, or mosque dropped below 50% for the first time ever. And that has led to a lot of thoughts about how you market the idea of religious participation more effectively. Simultaneously, they say in people, positive views of Christianity are on the decline, something Vandergrund, who is one of the principles behind this campaign, which is supposed to cost $100 million, he acknowledged during his interview with NBC News. Yet despite the trend and the campaign's efforts to market Jesus, Vandergrund doesn't think Christianity's central figure needs an image makeover. Rather, he believes people should listen more to the actual message. I think if people could hear that message of love and compassion and forgiveness, something that we deeply desire, we need these things one way or another, and we believe he gave an example for it. On its main page, the campaign suggests that Jesus was fed up with politics. I think that's safe to say. In addition to living in the middle of a culture war, all his own. The page also suggests that some people wanted Christ canceled because they felt threatened by his words, including his extreme views on love. Now, this is all put together by a group called the Signatory, which was established in 2000, which has given out more than $3 billion in transformational grants to nonprofits around the world. More coming up and more political progress in different corners of the country. We'll talk about it.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael, you have the greatest show on the planet.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are reasons for encouragement. With all of the tragic news in the country, the news about mass shootings, it turns out that the shooting in Half Moon Bay, where they had a 62-year-old agricultural worker who went out and shot to death four people in the in one of the places he worked, and then he killed three others in the other place he worked. It turns out what set him off was a $100 dispute, which, again, to be so upset about a $100 dispute that you take seven lives and ruin your own life. And it, at least the individual has some remorse, it would appear. But with all of the tragedy and the horror surrounding the death of Tyre Nichols, and we're going to hear more of it because his funeral is coming up. It's going to be a big major event. The president is meeting with the Black Caucus in Congress, and we will continue to be hearing about that. But there is this from, Iowa, for instance, Governor Kim Reynolds, who, by the way, is one of those other people whose name is beginning to be mentioned as a potential presidential candidate. She's very popular in her home state. She's very good on media, and she's been a remarkably successful governor. She signed new legislation today, making Iowa the second in the nation to establish a universal school choice program. The new program will provide students with more than $7,000 in annual funds through an education savings account that can be used to cover all sorts of education-related expenses, including private school tuition and private tutoring. Every student deserves access to the education that is right for them, and parents should be empowered to make that decision on behalf of their child, regardless of income or zip code. They sent in a release for this new program, just signed by Governor Reynolds. The Students First Act helps accomplish that goal. Governor Reynolds continues to be a champion for Iowa students and understands the importance of parents being in charge of their children's education. And then there is this from Oklahoma, where the governor of Oklahoma, newly reelected governor, Kevin Stitt, said he wants Oklahoma parents to have at least $5,000 per child and to have in a state funding to use for private school tuition as part of the proposed statewide school choice program. We've kind of trapped kids in their zip code school, and we said, hey, this is what's best for you, and you've got no other options, Stitt said. And so really, it's become only the rich or the haves who are able to move their kids to a better school. But in Oklahoma now, I believe that every single parent, regardless of your economic status or your zip code, deserves the best education possible. So why not let parents choose and let every kid decide? This is the second year Stitt has endorsed creation of an education savings account program that would allow parents to use state tax funding to pay for private school tuition. Meanwhile, the ongoing trip to the Middle East by Secretary Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, he spoke in Israel in terms that some members of the Netanyahu government may not welcome at all. And had this to say concerning freedom for Israelis and Palestinians. This is clip six.
As we advance Israel's integration, we can do so in ways that improve the daily lives of Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza. And that's crucial to moving toward our enduring goal of Palestinians and Israelis enjoying equal measures of freedom, security, opportunity, justice, and dignity. President Biden remains fully committed to that goal. We continue to believe that the best way to achieve it is through preserving and then realizing the vision of two states. As I said to the Prime Minister, anything that moves us away from that vision is, in our judgment, detrimental to Israel's long-term security and its long-term identity as a Jewish and democratic state. That's why we're urging all sides now to take urgent steps to restore calm, to de-escalate. We want to make sure that there's an environment in which we can I hope, at some point create the conditions where we can start to restore a sense of security for Israelis and Palestinians alike, which, of course, is sorely lacking.
Okay, the reason it's sorely lacking is because there is one side in this dispute that has refused to negotiate. I mean, literally refused for years and years and years. And there was even, when Netanyahu was prime minister before, the Palestinians had said no, they wouldn't negotiate until there was a temporary halt on all construction in any of the town settlements, what people call settlements, but they're really villages and cities that exist with Jewish residents in the West Bank. And Netanyahu agreed to it. And yet there still wasn't a return to negotiation. It's like the promised Palestinian election. He, Mahmoud Abbas, the 87-year-old president of the Palestinian Authority, who is now going into, I think it's the 14th year of his four-year term, because they don't allow elections. When you don't allow elections and you have no grounds for negotiating, a complete unwillingness to negotiate, that's something where, in his scrupulously even-handed comments, Secretary Blinken did not want to acknowledge. Here's what Prime Minister Netanyahu said about Israel's security, clip 7.
I can repeat again something that you've heard me say many times. Our policy and my policy is to do everything within Israel's power to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them. And that will remain so. But obviously the fact that we and the United States are working together is something that is important for this common goal as well. In addition to thwarting the danger, we also see an opportunity to seize opportunities, the opportunities of expanding the circle of peace. We intend to deepen the peace that we've already made in the Abraham Accords. We discussed some of the initiatives that we are considering doing together.
Okay, and again, this could be beneficial for the whole world, especially in light of Alexa predicting, apparently, World War III starting, and starting soon. This year, 2023. How does she know? We'll give you that story coming up on The Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael Medved Show.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration will be represented at Tyre Nichols' funeral tomorrow. Vice President Kamala Harris will attend. Nichols beaten to death earlier this month by Memphis police officers. No one was injured when an armed man entered a Target store in Omaha, Nebraska today and opened fire.
The suspect is a white male. I'm going to estimate that he's in his 30s. He had a AR-15 rifle with him and plenty of ammunition. There's evidence to suggest with shell casings that he entered the target and was firing rounds.
Omaha police spokesman Todd Schermerder says police shot and killed the suspect. Meanwhile, police investigating a shooting at a Dollar Tree near Boston where two people were injured. Actor Alec Baldwin being formally charged with involuntary manslaughter in the deadly 2021 shooting on the film set of Rust in New Mexico. The cinematographer was shot and killed when Baldwin fired a prop gun that was loaded with a real bullet. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show, a lot of people believe that Alexa knows everything. Certainly the belief of our six-year-old granddaughter, Julia, who we had the great privilege of spending kind of all day with yesterday. And she talks to Alexa more effectively than I do. But then again, she does everything involving technology more effectively than I do. But the word in the Daily Star over in the UK is Alexa has predicted date World War III will start. And it begins by saying a viral video that originated on TikTok shows the smart speaker, the device, responding to a question about the end of the world by saying, World War III starts on November 23rd, 2023, at 6.05 p.m., when Russia launches an attack against Germany. That's payback for Operation Barbarossa, which was in June of 1941, which was the German attack on Russia, which, by the way, sealed Hitler's loss of the war. I mean, one of the worst decisions ever made by a major leader. The ad from the piece from the Daily Star says there's certainly been some friction between Russia and Germany over the supply of Leopard tanks to Ukraine, but there's little chance of an actual war. But while that chilling prediction could just turn out to be correct, the original source of the video clip suggests that it could be the work of a notorious TikTok trickster. What is a TikTok trickster? John Buckhouse specializes in posting spoof Alexa responses online. Among his most popular clips are one claiming that Miami would be completely destroyed in a 2025 hurricane, and another predicting a White House run for wrestler-turned-action star Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That one, at least, is fairly plausible, they write, with the former World Wrestling Entertainment star saying in 2021 that he would consider a political career if there was enough public demand. Look, I think that for Dwayne Johnson's political career, the right step is to run as an independent, or perhaps as a Republican, in California for governor, and follow the example of President Reagan and Governor Schwarzenegger. But in any event, apparently he's not going to be or to get into the race on either side this time. What The Rock said in 2021, I do have that goal to unite our country, and I also feel that if this is what the people want, then I will do that, he told the Today Show. It's not entirely clear how John Buckhouse persuades Alexa to make the dramatic prophecies, but researchers from online fact-checking service Snopes have suggested that he may be making use of Alexa blueprints. You ever heard of Alexa blueprints? Me neither. The blueprints enables Alexa owners to create custom responses to specific questions. For example, you can teach Alexa your Wi-Fi password so it can remind you of it when needed. I would imagine you could probably teach or train Alexa, Alexa, who is the mirror, mirror on the wall? Who's the fairest of them all? Who's the smartest? Who's the fairest? Who's the best? You could imagine people making an Alexa specifically, oh, for President Trump, for instance. When the tool was launched, Amazon suggested it might be useful to provide custom information such as emergency contact details to a babysitter, for example. Steve Rabuchin, who is a vice president for Amazon Alexa, enthused Alexa Skill Blueprints is an entirely new way for you to teach Alexa personalized skills just for you and your family. You don't need experience building skills or coding to get started. My family created our own jokes skill in a matter of minutes, and it's been a blast to interact with Alexa in a totally new and personal way. But while he was promoting the device's powers, Steve did not mention anything about programming the ubiquitous household assistant with any Nostradamus-type abilities. An Alexa spokesperson told the Daily Star, "This is not Alexa's official response, and we have not been able to replicate this video." The video showing Alexa predicting that World War III starts on November 23rd, 2023. By the way, Biden is still president at that point. And it does raise all kinds of questions about if Russia actually does attack Germany. Germany is a member of NATO. That's an Article 5 situation where we are obliged to go to Russia to hit back at Russia and to defend our German allies. This is, by the way, former Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who did a terrific job trying to keep the Trump administration on track when he was the defense secretary for President Trump. And he talks about the tremendous importance and urgency of providing more weapons of war that are crucial for the future of Ukraine. This is clip 8. Listen.
Absolutely, I think we should provide jets. I still wonder what happened to the MiG-29s or so we were discussing 10 months ago. And so the chancellor has said these things in the past. Other leaders have as well, that they won't get this technology or that, to include President Biden. But look, we need to lean into this. We need to help Ukraine win, and they can win against the Russians. And to do that, they're going to need fixed-wing strike aircraft to help conduct an offensive against the Russians and to push Russia out of Ukraine, to include Crimea. I think that we've been behind the curve at each step of the way. You talk about HIMARS, we were behind the curve, we said we wouldn't, and then Patriot and other air defense systems, and now tanks. I think this will happen inevitably. As such, why not begin training Ukrainian pilots on F-16s? It doesn't foreclose the fact that we may or may not in the end, but why not get ahead of that so that if a decision is finally made to provide, for example, F-16s, then the pilots are all ready to go. They're trained up. The technicians, the maintenance crews are prepared as well. And so then it's just a matter of providing the jets, and they can be ready to go within a matter of weeks. At this point, with regard to the tanks, it's going to take months, I'm afraid, to deliver them, to train on them, to be prepared to support them logistically and so on. And that just is insufficient given the timelines that we're up against.
Okay, I believe that his advice should be taken seriously. And one would hope that it would be, especially when the members of Congress actually get to considering when they have solved the debt ceiling crisis, where apparently Speaker McCarthy has indicated, yeah, he wants to sit down with President Trump and they can work on that. And meanwhile, will they work on some kind of compromise between what was called the George Floyd Police Reform Bill, which was sponsored by Democrats, and the more moderate and I think much more constructive bill that was put together by Senator Tim Scott? If Cory Booker, who was working on the Democratic bill, could sit down with his friend Tim Scott and they could work something out, it could help to answer some of the questions and challenges posed by the death of Tyree Nichols. So we will get back to that and what those questions are coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As the nation continues to react to the horrific killing of Tyre Nichols, which, again, is so vastly worse, it truly is, than George Floyd. And I think, why is it worse than George Floyd? Because what you have is a continued beating. Not standing on the neck, and despite the fact that the standing on the neck was horrible enough and the treatment of George Floyd was horrible enough, there wasn't the sadistic and unceasing attempt to do harm to apparently this innocent individual. Now, we don't know yet whether he was actually speeding down the wrong side of the street, and the Memphis Police Department has been very clear. They can't back that up by evidence, other than that's what some of the accused police officers have said. But there is this, and it's very strange to find Whoopi Goldberg actually agreeing, at least to some extent, with a very conservative columnist like Gerard Baker in the Wall Street Journal. But here is Whoopi Goldberg first, clip 10.
You know, when will the brutality finally lead to some police reform from the ground up? Because clearly, it doesn't matter if it's a white policeman or a black policeman, it is a problem in the police, in the policing itself. You know, seems things don't seem to make sense to people unless it's somebody they can feel or they can recognize. But how many times do we have to see white people also get beaten before anybody will do anything? I'm not suggesting that. So don't write us and tell me what a racist I am.
Okay. The truth is white people do get beaten up. And at the time of the George Floyd killing, there were collections of videos that you could see. One of them was even done for Cops, for the TV show, showing a white individual who was actually terribly beaten and by other white cops. But in any event, this is what Gerard Baker writes in the Wall Street Journal. The police do a courageous and indispensable job in protecting the rest of us. They deserve our unstinting support, but we also have a right to expect accountability when things go badly wrong. In Memphis, it seems, police recruitment, training, and supervision may have helped to produce the grotesque outcome. Memphis is unlikely to be alone. But, of course, the largest question whenever a black man dies at the hands of law enforcement is swirling around race. The right question to ask is, would the Memphis officers have behaved as they did if the man they were pursuing had been white? We can't know the answer, but we can frame the question differently. Is it less probable that a confrontation between these officers and a suspect would have resulted in his violent death if he had been, let's say, a middle-aged white man rather than a 29-year-old black man? There is still much room for uncertainty, but I think the answer here is clearly yes. And what he's basing that on is the idea that the experience of police officers in going about their daily work in some of the roughest neighborhoods in Memphis, which, as everybody has heard, has the third highest per capita murder rate in the country, that a lot of their experiences were involving young men who happened to be black, like Tyree Nichols. It doesn't mean that he was part of that or had any criminal record. But in terms of the fear, the rush of adrenaline, the sense of danger that any cop would feel in the process of trying to subdue someone, and then someone who runs from them, which of course is one of the worst mistakes anyone can make. Gerard Baker writes, there's a darker question about race in this case, which comes to mind as you watch the video of the assault. The initial phase of the intersection is a depressing picture of incompetent policing. Five burly officers are unable to restrain a single unarmed, underweight man. He was 6'3 at 145 pounds. That's really skinny. And he somehow fleetingly escapes the onslaught of arms, fists, batons, lasers, tasers they bring to the unequal struggle. The most disturbing part is what happens when they catch up with him. The depravity of the cops doing the beating is hard to watch and almost impossible to fathom. Nichols is treated as an object, a punching bag. He is, in this moment, dehumanized in the way we have seen countless victims of official violence dehumanized through history. And the uncomfortable thought surfaces, is this dehumanization something that the mind does more easily when the object to be dehumanized is a black man? Fixing the deep social problems that result in higher crime rates and sometimes tragic encounters with police among blacks is a continuing task for policymakers. But fixing in our own minds of blacks and whites alike lingering stereotypes of particular demographics is an urgent task for all of us. I think that's powerful and significant. And not a great deal more significant than Roy Wood Jr., who offered a, I think, an attempt at humor. This is clip three.
Police got all these elite units.
Mm-hmm.
How about the police form an elite unit that's specifically trained to not kill black people? That's the unit. It's an all-out unit, bro. Talking 6 months of boot camp, learning how to identify black people, identify when our hands are up, identifying what complying looks like, all of it. I bet you could do that. If you did all of that, you could drop the killings of black people by as much as 20%.
The numbers, by the way, provided by the Washington Post are that in 2022, the number of unarmed black people killed in encounters with police was 7. Meanwhile, the number here is, well, it's almost numberless. There are major stars in Maybe I Do. Diane Keaton and Richard Gere and Susan Sarandon. So what's it about? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A glamorous young couple have been living together for some time until their parents, played by Susan Sarandon, Diane Keaton, Richard Gere, and William H. Macy, get together to try to encourage a marriage in Maybe I Do, a romantic comedy now playing in theaters.
Our kid sleeps with their kids. Doesn't that entitle us to a dinner?
My parents want to have you guys over. Absolutely not.
Why don't you want to meet these people?
What could we possibly have in common?
Well, part of the surprises have to do with the fact that the parents have more in common than they thought. As this good-natured, cleverly structured film by promising writer-director Michael Jacobs tenderly explores the relationships of all three couples at its center. Emma Roberts, the niece of Julia, is also charming and charismatic as the would-be bride. It's rated PG-13 despite frequent sexual references. 3 stars for the witty and charming Maybe I Do. And certainly of the films about marriage released this week, including You People with Jonah Hill and Eddie Murphy, and the Jennifer Lopez movie, Shotgun Wedding. This is the one that is going to be most enjoyable to watch. Speaking of most enjoyable, the Washington Democrats in Olympia, our state capital and state of Washington, have come up with a proposal that is just so troublesome that you wonder what they're thinking. They want to make voting legally required, meaning you get punished if you choose not to vote. Good idea, do you think? We'll talk about it next time. There's also a new survey with a stunning result that shows that a significant number of adults in the country still rely on their parents to pay bills. Not an insignificant number. And a shock poll that says a huge chunk of the Trump base would back him running as a third-party candidate against DeSantis and Biden. And who would come out of that the winner? I think it's pretty obvious. We'll talk about that and more Wednesday next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.